This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Linda Van Antwerp, L-I-N-D-A, middle initial J, last name V-A-N-A-N-T-W-E-R-P. Date of birth 11/6/1948. Date of appointment January 22nd, 2024. Requesting a physician. Christine Holtz, CHRI. STINEHOLT. Dear Christine Holt, I have the pleasure of seeing Linda Van Antwerp today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 75-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of previous stroke with residual left-sided weakness and unable to walk. In December 2023, one day she woke up with more weakness on the left side and inability to speak. Her speech improved, but weakness and numbness persisted. She went to the Nathan Latour Hospital emergency room and then transferred to the Albany Medical Center, where CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head was done, which was negative. Later on, MRI of the brain done, which shows acute infarction in the right thalamus. Patient was started on anticoagulation. Right now, she is taking apixaban and atorvastatin. Still, she cannot walk because of the left-sided weakness, but she can communicate. She came to the office in a wheelchair. Past medical history, stroke, hypertension, end stage renal disease, history of pneumonia, thrombocytopenia, pulmonary hypertension, past surgical history, not known, allergy, Bactrim, ciprofloxacin, erythromycin based flagyl, lorotype, penicillin, medication, atorvastatin, ...40 mg daily apixaban and 2.5 mg two time daily Tylenol, hydrocodone, acetaminophen as needed basis, magnesium hydroxide, simethicone, calcium, cyanocobalamin, gabapentin 100 mg at night, glucagon, hydralazine, levothyroxine, metoprolol, morphine, naloxone, ordansetron, pantoprazole, pramipexole 2.25 mg daily at night, sertraline 50 mg daily, torsemide, valsartan, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is divorced, lives in the nursing home, have a one daughter, family history, mother deceased, heart problem, MI, father deceased, heart problem, leukemia, two brother, one brother deceased due to cancer, one sister alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having left-sided weakness and inability to walk. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, pulse sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice cyanosis and edema. There is no jaundice cyanosis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, or at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, right side, no dysmetria, no tremor, no rigidity, motor system examination, strength and right side it 5 over 5, left upper extremity 4 over 5, left lower extremity 1 over 5, deep tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right thalamic stroke with left-sided weakness. Number two, left hemiplegia. Number three, decreased hearing on both sides. Number four, restless leg syndrome. Number five, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the apixaban 2.5 mg PO2 time daily and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Patient is also taking sertraline 50 mg PO daily. Continue the present care. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.